This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cullen, a couple of guys that can only hope to be house trained.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest on the line, Janice Milligan, the owner of Doggy Daycare and Spa, located out on Mount Hope on the west side of Lansing. Welcome back to the show, Janice.
Thanks, Lee.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Janice, for our listeners who don't know, can you explain exactly what Doggy Daycare and Spa is?
We are a cageless daycare for dogs who are able to socialize with other dogs. We also offer boarding services for dogs that are able to be in the daycare environment. In addition, we offer full-service grooming for dogs. We don't do any cats. And we offer training classes in the evenings.
Okay. And how, for people who don't understand the difference, what is the open gymnasium approach like versus other daycares that they might have been to or seen?
Well, how the daycare actually works is it is a totally cageless environment. So we have a 4,000 square foot open dog gymnasium. I mean, it's just a huge open area rather than being individual kennels. So the dogs have free reign of the facility. So they have room to run and romp and wrestle with other dogs and play and take a nap in the corner. I just think that they really enjoy space. We also have a 4,000 square foot securely fenced outdoor area that they get to enjoy, of course, a lot more in the summertime than this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes it nice because they do have access outside.
And there are some limitations as to which doggies can show up. And, you know, I was reading through there, it sounds like age is a little bit of a concern, and also that they're spay or neutered.
Yes, we do have requirements for all the dogs to be able to come. We do require that dogs be at least 5 months old, so that way their bones have had an opportunity to harden. I don't want a puppy coming in and roughhousing and getting injured and having an injury that they have to deal with their entire life.
Okay.
That gives them an opportunity to kind of have that more cartilagey bone material harden.
Right.
Of course, we want everyone to be spayed or neutered. I love puppies. I just don't want to send anybody home with any.
So. Plus, you know, there might be some interesting play on the playground that probably, you know, has to be censored.
Exactly. Exactly. I always tell people we're daycare, not a dating service.
Well, that sounds like a great rule. Now, Janice, one of the reasons why we wanted to talk with you this time of year is because there's a lot of people who are looking for some of the services that you offer this time
mm-hmm.
of year. For example, one of the things people like to do if they're going to travel for the holidays, they want their dogs to look their best and be presentable. And so the grooming issue becomes something that people need to do. What advice can you give people this time of year in terms of actually getting in and being able to get the service done, and what do they need to think about?
Sure. A lot of it depends on the breed of dog that you have. Like, we still have appointments available for grooming between now and, you know, the week before Christmas. But I will tell you that week before Christmas will probably be booked up by the end of this week or beginning of next.
Mm-hmm.
Certain breeds, like I said, are easier to get in than others. If you have a thick double-coated breed, like a Malinois, a Samoyed, or a dog that, like a standard poodle that requires a lot of, fluffing and hand scissoring, then of course you're going to want to schedule your grooming appointment out as far in advance as possible. That way you know that you're able to get in. It's a lot easier to groom a Beagle than it is an Airedale.
Sure.
Does that make sense? It doesn't take as much time, and therefore, I might have a half-hour time spot where I can get a Beagle in, but I'm certainly not going to be able to get a standard poodle in at that time.
Are the requirements different, I would assume, for grooming and who can come out to you for grooming than who can come out for daycare?
Yes. In order for dogs to come for grooming, they do not have to be in the daycare. They can come just for grooming. We do only do one dog at a time, so we offer individual appointment times. What that means is that you're not dropping your dog off in the morning and then having them sit around and waiting in a cage all day.
Okay.
I believe that that adds a lot of stress on the animal.
I'm sure
and
it does.
Also on the groomer.
Yeah, yeah.
So we try to get them in and out of there as fast as possible because it's not usually their favorite thing to do. So the quicker you get it over with, the easier it is on the animal. So we schedule individual appointment times. We offer appointments Monday through Saturday. We start as early as 9 a.m. We can take our last appointment as late as like 5:30, 6 o'clock, depending on the breed of your dog. And we also offer Saturday appointments.
And you have one groomer?
I actually have three groomers.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
So there's a number of appointments available.
Yeah. So we're usually able to accommodate most people within a relatively quick time.
Now, Janice, the other part of your business that you do that, again, a lot of people are probably wanting to take advantage of this time of year is the whole issue of daycare and boarding.
Sure.
Talk about what's going on with that this time of year. And again, what advice would you give to people in terms of how to succeed when they're doing it?
Sure. We're actually already booked for boarding over the Christmas holiday, if you can believe it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you couldn't still call us and find out how our boarding works. You know, we're different than a traditional kennel in the fact that in order for a dog to come for boarding, they have to be able to be in our daycare environment because they're not going to be just locked up in kennels all day. So all the dogs that come here for boarding have to meet all of our requirements and complete our enrollment process. Now, if a dog can't come here for boarding for one reason or another, maybe they don't meet one of our requirements, maybe they're not friendly with other dogs, maybe we don't have room. The best advice I can give somebody is to, grab the phone book or get on the internet, start making phone calls. When you find some place that you're comfortable with, go and tour it. If they won't show you where the dogs are going to be housed, then I wouldn't recommend booking it.
Sure.
Because, you want to be able to see, where that is. The other piece of advice I can always give people, when you go in, if you just stop in to tour a facility, the worst time of the day to do that is first thing in the morning. You have to remember, you're dealing with a kennel, the staff has just gotten there, taking care of the dogs, feeding them, getting them out. Give them some time to get that done. Usually midday is a great time to stop in at any boarding facility and take a tour. They're going to have more time to spend with you. You're going to see the facility, how they like it to be presented, and you're going to have more time to talk to the staff.
Yeah, the staff has to be a little intense in the morning, no matter what, in order to make it happen, and that's the last time you want a nice long conversation with them at the same time because they won't give you the time of day. And it won't
exactly
be rude. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, yeah, you'd hope that they would never be rude, but I can tell you what, if somebody calls me up at 7:15 wanting information, they're going to get a lot quicker version than if they call me up at 1:30.
And that's completely understandable. The other thing that I think is also important, Janice, that some people may not understand, but I think is really excellent, the restrictions that you put, some people are wondering why you need all those restrictions, but they're really important because the ability for the dogs that are there, you're basically making sure that they're going to be healthy, that it's going to be the best possible interaction, that everything is going to go well. And sometimes discriminating like you do about the age and certain types of dogs in terms of their social interaction are really crucial.
Exactly. It's my responsibility to be able to maintain a safe environment for every dog, whether it be your dog, my dog, or any other client's dog. In fact, one of the things I tell people is that one of my own dogs can't come to doggy daycare and spa. He can't go out into daycare,
right?
And he can't stay for boarding. I mean, he's literally kicked out of daycare.
Right,
so,
right. It kind of reminds me of, that you watch TV and you hear about boarding schools and such, and there's an interview process that the individuals have to go through before they can even go out. And I would say if anybody really wants to kind of be part of this fun, or at least have their dog be part of this fun activity, they got to plan ahead a little bit.
They need to come in
and chat with you, meet with you, and you know, the people out there understand their dog and whether it's going to work, but you don't, and you need to protect everything that goes on there.
Exactly. I'll have people that call me and say, I've never had an issue with my dog. Well, I always tell people I don't make any exceptions. As soon as I start making exceptions for you, how do you know I'm not making exceptions for everybody else out there, too?
Right.
No question about it. Janice, this time of year, we're talking about things for Christmas. Are gift certificates available to Doggy Daycare if people want to get them?
They certainly are. They can be done over the phone, or you can stop in person and pick one up for a dog that you'd like to come in for grooming or daycare or for a current client. I usually recommend, if the dog has not been enrolled in daycare, getting a gift certificate for grooming, because we can groom any dog.
Right.
Or just getting it for a dollar amount. That way, if for some reason the dog doesn't pass his evaluation, he can still come in for grooming.
Fantastic. And to get a hold of you, the phone number is easy to remember. It's 517-333-WOLF.
Yep, 9663.
So, thank you. We've been speaking this morning with Janice Milligan, the owner of the Doggy Daycare and Spa, located on Mount Hope on the west side of Lansing. Thank you, Janice. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Rick.
Oh, it's been our pleasure. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation with lots of great ideas for pets and Christmas right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS at 1320WILS.com.
You never give it, peeling the years away, and we can't relive it. Oh, I make you live.